All right, everyone. I think we're ready to begin. I'm sure you're all excited to start your university career this fall. And I know I speak on behalf of the entire university faculty and staff in expressing how much we look forward to welcoming you to campus. As the University Housing Director, I'd like to use a few minutes of your orientation session this morning to talk about the excellent student accommodation available to you. We know that you are trying to decide where to live during your first year of residency, and hopefully this information will be helpful. But please do hold off your questions until the end. So, undergraduates at our university have three basic accommodation options. You can live in a residence hall, in on-campus housing, or in off-campus housing. The only difference between on-campus and off-campus housing is, well, whether the buildings fall within the campus boundaries. I'm sure you figured that out already. But both options are privately owned residences that are rented out to students. You can browse the rentals directory on our university website under the Student Accommodation section. You'll see a tab for rentals, so just click that. But I want to talk about the residence halls today. There's nothing wrong with renting an apartment or a house, but in my opinion, resident hall life is a really important part of the university experience for first-year students. Residence halls offer a supportive, safe, and social environment in which to transition into university life. Each of our seven residence halls has 24-hour security and in-house support staff, so any problems are dealt with immediately. As well, access to the resident halls is strictly limited to registered inhabitants with a no-guest policy. This may seem excessive, but the safety of students truly is our top priority. So, safety, but also comfort. Come take a tour of one of our halls sometime and you'll be impressed with just how open the rooms feel. A single occupancy is only 225 square feet and a double only 300 square feet, but they really do feel much larger. Rooms come furnished with beds, desks, storage shelves, and a wardrobe, but you can buy other items at any of the several used furniture shops on or near campus. We do, of course, understand that being cooped up in a room all the time is hardly ideal, which is why the resident halls include several common areas for student use. There's a lounge, a study room, a kitchen, and a very basic health centre. All of these facilities are open round the clock and can be accessed with your room key. You can even reserve the lounge for an event or party, free of charge. But of course, there are rules you'll have to follow. Anyway, that's enough about the structure of the resident halls. What's more important is the social aspect of living there. Each hall accommodates over 500 students, and more than half of them are freshmen. As I'm sure you can imagine, this creates an incredibly social environment where networks and communities are established, and where lifelong friendships are formed. And we try to encourage resident interaction through extracurricular activities for our residents. For example, each hall has its own sports teams, and they even compete with teams from other halls during organised matches. Nothing like teamwork to bring people closer, right? Lastly, I'd like to emphasise that residence halls are quite an affordable option as well. You can find reasonable rentals too, but you can't always guarantee the quality of the place. With residence halls, you can. You are insured clean, well-maintained, and fully functional accommodation. Well now, have I sold you on our residence halls? I sure hope so. And with the little time we have left, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.